This is Amy McWilliams interviewing Ms. Glennie P. McWilliams of 1710 Dewey Drive, Austin, Alabama, on April 3rd, 1995. Okay, Ms. McWilliams, on what day were you born?
On July 9th, 1928.
Do you remember any historical events that took place on the date that you were born?
Not any that I... No, I don't remember anything that day.
Who were your parents?
Mr. and Mrs. M.R. Pettis of Oxford.
Tell a little bit about your family.
My brothers and two sisters. And I'm the second child. And we stayed at home, took care of us. And my daddy worked.
When you were growing up?
We can remember. Four places. We lived on Oak Street in Oxford. We moved to Hale Street in Oxford, where Daddy bought us a house. Then my daddy got hurt and couldn't work, and we lost the house, and we moved to the country. Friendship.
How did your father get hurt? So, did you get married in the house that you lived in? Or?
No, I got married in Birmingham, but didn't work. I wasn't old enough, but my daddy had to work, and he had to work hard because sometimes he used to have to jump a train to go to another town to go to work, find work for to keep us so we'd have something to feed. Mother always worked a garden. We had a cow.
Your husband, after World War II, right?
Yes.
Okay. As World War II went on and Japan bombed Pearl Harbor, how did you feel about your safety?
I felt, I would say, rather safe because we had Fort McClellan out here and the soldiers were there and they were alert all the time. And it just seemed to be we were in a safe place where I was.
Well, you weren't concerned about possibly Pearl, or you know, something happened to Oxford as it happened to Pearl Harbor, because you know they didn't know that they were going to do that.
I was more afraid of California being bombed and the lines for New York and Germany and things happened. But I thought that we had the right people to have very unnerved. Our nerves were on edge about
the first atomic bomb used in combat on Japan.
Probably at work when that happened. I probably had a job and was working at the theater. I don't remember exactly when it happened, but I do know that it happened. That we were.
Like Japan would do something to get back at the United States?
Well, we had them. We had them so they couldn't do some things to attack us or anything like that. But in their buildings and in their to take over our country, it seems to me, I'm not so I could do anything about it, but if I could, that's what I would try to do to stop their.
You feel because there's so much, they've gotten so modern over the past years that
they're
more high-tech.
They're coming in and taking over our business here, and I don't like that.
How many presidents have been in office during your lifespan?
13 presidents have been in office. I don't remember the first two, but the third one I remember very well.
That was Roosevelt.
That was Roosevelt. And then Truman. I guess of the presidents that I think the most of, I loved Harry Truman. I thought he was a lot better than people try to give him credit for being.
Mm-hmm. Probably downgraded him because he was a Southerner.
Hats and men's clothing. So I feel like Truman was more our kind of person and party too. So that makes like me. I guess because I like them that way more.
So you feel the same way about Quentin because he is a southerner and he's from Arkansas?
To me, was a down-to-earth man too. I'm not just saying that I was picking Democrats because I think some Republicans are good too.
Okay, we're going to repeat that question because we got interrupted by the phone ringing. So you feel the same way about Clinton?
No, I don't. I don't have that feeling for Clinton. But now Bush was good. I'm not praising all Democrats and I'm not praising all Republicans. But Bush was a good man. I feel like he's a more down-to-earth person like we are. I mean, a person who should be in office and run the country should be someone that has feelings for people like us. I can't remember the day I just get to it. Driving from my sister's house in Anniston down Quintard Avenue in front of the downtown. So much that it just hurt because the president had been shot and killed by somebody that didn't care for our country enough that they thought they could just kill him. I remember when.
Would you say the world has changed over the past 20 years?
A lot. But not for the better. Some of it's for the worse. Some of it could be for the better. But so much of it is for the worse. In my opinion, it's just one opinion.
The way children treat their parents now as compared to the way you as a child treated your parents?
I don't think they have respect for their parents. I was not raised that way. I would not dare talk back to my parents. My children would not talk back to me. I think it's all right for a child to express their feelings and things, not to talk back and talk down to their parents. Their parents are their leaders, and what they do in leading these children to be leaders of this country one day, the right and the wrong, and they need more morals than what they have.
When the AIDS clinic opened in Oxford,
yes,
for the short time that it was, how did you feel about that?
Well, these people have to be taken care of, and they've got to have somebody to take care of them. Just anybody can catch it nowadays, and you worry about it, and you think about it, but then you see the things on television that just ask for it, people to catch it. To get people out and get this disease, it's all right. But then they die. So what is it? I mean, I know we're all going to die one day, but not my
way.
I want to go, and I don't want my children to go that way.
How did you meet your husband?
He was my date, and he kept trying to make me jealous. And he told me, he kept flirting with these other girls that was with us, and so I just thought, well, I'll pay you back. So I went over and asked his cousin if he wanted to walk home with me, and he said yes, and so that's how we met.
What was your first impression of him?
Kicking impression, I was just trying to put a point over.
What did your parents think of him?
Wrapped up in him. But are most parents wrapped up in their son-in-laws to be? But my parents accepted it and accepted him. And in the long run, they ended up to really like my husband.
Okay. You ended up having how many children?
I had five boys and one girl, six children in all.
Okay, and what order were your children born? Can you give their names? Where you got at now?
Mark is my oldest. He lives in Oxford. Paul is my second child, and he lives in Oxford. foster child, and he lives in San Bernardino, California. Alpha is my fourth child, and she lives in Atwood, Georgia. Danny is my fifth child, and he lives in Atlanta, Georgia. David is my sixth child, and he still lives at home. He's not married, and still lives with mother.
Mother's grandchildren do you have?
I have 8 grandchildren of my own and 2 by marriage. 5 girls and 5 boys. And oldest is in the Marines. Amy is going to college, which is doing this interview. Hudson is married and lives in California. Alex lives in California. Heather is Amy's sister. Lives in Oxford. And Jennifer is my daughter's daughter, and she lives in Atwood, Georgia. And Jeremy, he is Amy's brother and lives in Oxford. And Amy lives in Atwood, Georgia. And Jason lives in Atwood, Georgia. And Kurt lives in California.
We were talking about earlier the civil rights movement before we started taping this. Could you repeat what we talked about on this tape?
I had this colored lady that worked for me, took care of my children and cleaned my. She came in one morning very disturbed. Very disturbed, and I asked her what was wrong. And she said she had been to a
Martin Luther King meeting.
And that he had told her that, and told everybody there, that they were to boycott all white people's places of business. And it was Christmas time, and she said, I'm not going to boycott any stores because my children are going to have their. So it was a boycott thing that she was very disturbed about. But now, she had her rights, just as I have my rights, to do what I want to do. And she had her rights to do what she wanted to do. She wanted to go and buy her children's Christmas like she'd always bought it. But they were trying to make her change her mind the way she wanted to do it. And she didn't like it. It disturbed her.
Going back to your husband, he was an ex-Marine.
Yes.
Why was he discharged from the Marines?
When the war was over. And he had been wounded and given for 6 to 8 months in the hospital. Mm-hmm. And he came home. He told him to let him out of the hospital. He didn't want anything. He just needed to go home. So they let him come inside to claim that they had lost all his records, and his service records. But he still had to go. Finally got his VA check for his family.
What happened to him that wounded him?
His chest was blown.
His chest was blown open?
He had scars from his throat down to 2 scars. His chest had blown open. His ribs were blown open. He was very much.
Did he receive any awards for that?
Well, he had the Purple Heart. We lost it. They disappeared.
There's no talent. Your son Mark served in the Marines, right?
No, he's in the Navy.
He's in the Navy. And my father Paul was in the Army, but he never went overseas. Mark never saw any combat, though, right?
He saw planes come in that had some combat. He had seen results of the combat.
Yeah, that's got to be pretty traumatic for anybody.
He saw planes that come in on the aircraft carrier go off the end, and the man's gone. That's it.
way to make before it could be caught. And flames go over and the man is gone. It fires on there.